Thank you, Mr. Jensen, and good afternoon, everyone. Well, how many of you have friends that go the extra mile? Friendship is a wonderful thing, and especially the friends that will go the extra mile. Jesus taught by example, and this is particularly true in terms of prayer. Once after he was finished praying, his disciples asked him to show them how to pray. And of course, this is found in Luke 11. You're probably very familiar with this because the professing religion, they repeat this all the time. And so I'll just read it here on the 11th chapter, the first four verses. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So people, they repeat this a lot of times, especially the Protestants, and it just kind of becomes a ritual to them. But what Christ was doing here, he was responding by giving them an outline of what to include in a typical prayer. Then after having taught his disciples to pray, Jesus furthers his instructions in the parable. Now, the first one is the parable of the persistent friend. And that follows right up on starting in verse 5 then of Luke 11. And so we'll read that. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you. And I say unto you, though he will not rise and give you, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity or his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And in him that is knocketh, it shall be opened. For if a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that asked him. So this parable includes three friends. A visiting friend had traveled for many miles and was hungry. So he went to a friend, which was kind of the custom of its day. It was the custom also to put up a stranger or friend and give him food and shelter. So he went to another friend to see if he would give him food and shelter because he didn't have anything in the house, and it must have been later in the afternoon or evening. A sleeping friend, awakened by his persistence, was irritated to be bothered so late at night. He thought he should fast till morning and not awake his wife and children. But the persistent friend kept knocking, threatening to wake up the whole neighborhood, so he got out of bed and gave his friend some bread, but not out of friendship. It was because the friend had persistence and kept knocking on the door. God the Father and Jesus Christ are our spiritual friends, our greatest friends. They give us grace, mercy, and faith, and truth. And they give us whatever we need that's good for us. Now, the second parable is counting the cost. And that also is found here in Luke. That goes on the theme of this. Christ is here teaching his servants, his disciples, how to conduct themselves. In Luke 14, and we'll start in verse 27, and whosoever doeth not, doth not hear his, bear his cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that beheld it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Of what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consider it whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an emissary to and desired conditions of peace. So the king represented here is Jesus Christ, who has already counted and paid the cost in the flesh, setting an example for us. He chooses people who will listen and obey and be kings and priests in the kingdom. We must also count the cost of our lives. We must be willing to be driven to triumph over Satan and the world and our human nature. Perseverance, endurance, willpower, and willingness to sacrifice are all traits of a king that has to have in the dealings that he comes across. The third parable is the parable of the persistent widow. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that. That's been quoted many times in messages. Matthew 18, and we'll start in verse 1. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought not always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded men. But there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. For he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubled me, or she had persistence, I will avenge her by her continually coming and wearying me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So this parable tells us it's not to lose heart or faint, meaning to grow weary, to give into evil, or to turn coward. We must resist the human tendency of growing weary in prayer. We often have a duty as the elect of God to pray. Prayer is a matter of faith. There are 3 points here I got. The defilement of sin kills interest in prayer. Psalm 66, verse 18, you don't have to turn there, you can put it down. If I regard iniquity or lawlessness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So he will not hear if we just keep sinning and sinning and knowing it we're sinning. The second one is prayer with doubt is faithless, making prayer useless. Doubting the inspiration of Scripture and the power of God hinders prayer. Prayer and faith go hand in hand. The third thing, point is, Satan is a master of distractions, especially during prayer time. Our minds wander. Always does this not mean every minute of the day in prayer? No, it means we should be faithful in our regular times of prayer. You know, pray when we need to pray for things that come up. The fourth one is, few things cause us to lose heart in praying more than delay in answers to our request. And sometimes our request isn't what we think that we should be getting. Jesus uses parables to teach us that through answers often appear to take long in coming. We should persevere and not grow weary in praying to God. This parable reveals God's willingness to hear and answer the prayers of his elect. In Matthew 18 and verse 7, I had read that, but it says, I'll repeat it, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? The word avenge implies out of the vengeance, injustice, not in retaliation. If the unjust judge, because of selfishness, irritated, avenges a troublesome widow, how much more will the selfless God come to our aid? We can expect better treatment from a God of loving kindness than from a heartless judge. Brethren, don't let Satan distract you, but be persistent in knowing God cares. Pray always and stay the course. Be persistent.